And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 1st of June, 2025. The first Sunday of June is National Animal Rights Day. National Animal Rights Day is observed in more than 50 countries around the world for the purpose of giving a voice to all animals and raising awareness for their rights. On this day, special events are held to commemorate the billions of animals who die every year by human hands, educate the public about humanity's treatment of animals and the alternatives to it, and celebrate the progress that is being made towards ending the suffering of animals on Earth. Like Memorial Day and Independence Day for the animals combined, the day will continue to be observed until all animals are free from enslavement and their rights are established and protected by law. June 1st is World Reef Awareness Day. Beneath the ocean's shimmering surface lies a world of mystery, seemingly unscathed by time. But just like the rainforest, the oceans bear deep wounds from human activity. Coral reefs, vibrant ecosystems that support numerous fish and marine species, are under dire threat. Fishing affects a staggering 55% of the planet's coral reefs, with nearly 30% in serious trouble. When certain fish species decrease in number, like those who keep algae in check, algae growth can suffocate coral reefs. Commercial fishing methods like bottom trawling and long lining often clear the ocean floor of all life and destroy coral reefs. Raising animals for food is a source of harmful greenhouse gases that worsen the climate catastrophe, which in turn affects ocean temperatures and health. It also creates a lot of animal waste that ends up in the water, causing severe damage to coral reefs. The impact of going vegan can't be underestimated. It's a step towards healing the wounds inflicted on the oceans by human actions. The publication of Strategic Action for Animals, a handbook on movement building, organizing, and activism for animal liberation, by Melanie Joy, was on this day in 2008. Melanie Joy explains how to use strategy to exponentially increase the effectiveness of activism for animals. Drawing on diverse movements and sources, she offers tried and true tactics based on well-established principles and practices. She also explains how to address the most common problems that weaken the movement, such as dissidence among organizations and activists, inefficient campaigns, wasted resources, and high rates of burnout. This book can help you make the most of your efforts to make the world a better place for animals. The publication of Creatures of the Same God, Explorations in Animal Theology by Andrew Lindsay was on this day in 2009. I don't know why you're spending all of your time on this. They're only animals, for heaven's sake. That was the reaction of one of Andrew Lindsay's fellow students at King's College London when he was studying theology in the 1970s. Since then, the now Reverend Dr. Andrew Lindsay has been arguing that animals matter to God. In this collection of essays, Lindsay counters with his customary wit and insight. Instead of being marginal to the Christian experience, Lindsay concludes, animals can take their rightful place alongside human beings as creatures of the same God. The publication of Animal Law, Cases and Materials by Bruce Wagman, Sonia Wiseman, and Pamela Frosch was on this day in 2019. Owing to the rapid growth in this field, the sixth edition has updates in almost every chapter, with new focus on cases involving animals in agriculture and the complex legal challenges to laws aimed at providing them with greater protections. In connection with that expansion, a new section addresses the growing advent of, quote, ag-gag laws and legal issues surrounding them, and the interplay of constitutional law and animal issues is further highlighted with discussion of recent cases and statutory developments. And here's a portion of the poem, The Truth Teller, by Ella Wheeler Wilcox. I heard in my youth's beginning that earth was a region of woe and trouble and sorrow and sinning. The truth teller told me so. I knew it was true and tragic, and I mourned over much that was wrong. And then by some curious magic, the heart of me burst into song. The years have been going, going, a mixture of pleasure and pain. But the truth teller's books are showing that evil is on the gain. And I know that I ought to be grieving, and I should be too sad to sing. But somehow I keep on believing that life is a glorious thing. The Truth Teller by Ella Wheeler Wilcox. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder that life is a glorious thing.